trusting in the trial and the change. One thing remains. Whoa, one thing remains. And your love never fails. It never gives. It never runs out on me. No. Church, the song says that in death, in life, we're confident that we're covered by the power of God. And the reason why that's so important is because the Bible tells us that we are persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus. And a lot of times we feel like the challenges of our lives or the bad decisions we've made or the wrong moves we made deters us or keeps us from the love of Jesus. But can I encourage you this morning that there's no death, there's no life that can separate you, there's no sin that you committed that can separate you, there's no hurt that can separate you, there's nothing that can separate you from the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus is eternal. The love of Jesus lasts forever. The love of Jesus goes on and on and on and on. It will never cease. His love will never fail you. And on and on and on and on it goes. Yes, and on and on and on and on it goes. And on and on and on.
On and on and on and on it goes.
Sing on and on and on. take
on and on and on and on.
Forever and ever, forever and ever, sing
on and on and on and on and on.
And how it overwhelms, so overwhelms and satisfies
my soul.
And I never have to be,
never ever have to be afraid.
It'll never run out on you. The love of God will never fail, and it'll never give up on you. His love will never fail us. 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 Your love will never fail, God. Your love has never failed, and it never will. In death, in life, I'm confident and covered by the power of your. Can we sing that? My debt is paid. Yeah. And there's nothing that can separate. Hands lifted all over the room. In death and life, say, I'm confident, yes.
Covered by the power of your great love.
My debt is paid, my debt is paid. There's nothing. Church, if we believe that, can we lift a God whose love will never fail us? Love will always keep us, whose love will always sustain us. Oh, the clap is good for us, but I'm talking about Jesus, the man who sits high and looks low. Can we worship a saving God? Can we worship a God who loves us, a God who sees us? Thank you, Jesus.
Free gift of salvation for us all, and that excites me. Amen.
You
stepped into my grave, laughing at the guilt and shame, and all my fears were stripped away. Now I stand and sing, I am washed by the blood of the Lamb. I am washed by the blood of the Lamb, and by your scars, my sin erased, I am innocent. Covered in beauty, clothed in every word you speak, I stand in the promise that you would never. To my grave, laughing at the guilt and shame, and all my fears were stripped away. Now I stand and sing, I am washed by the blood of the Lamb. I am washed by the blood of the Lamb, and by your scars, my sin erased. By the blood of the Lamb, and by your scars. my sin erased. I am innocent. Oh, oh, I am washed by the blood of the Lamb. I am
washed by the blood of the Lamb.
By your stripes,
I'm closer.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Come on, all over this house. For he is good. He's good. He is good. And his steadfast love never runs out. It never runs dry. It goes on and on. And on, his steadfast love endures forever. Are you thankful today for the steadfast love of God? Come on, let's sing it to him.
Closer than I've ever been.
Sing it again. Hallelujah.
Oh, I am washed by the blood of the Lamb.
Sing it.
I am washed by the blood of the Lamb.
I am
washed by the blood of the Lamb. And by your stripes, I'm closer than I have ever been.
I am washed. Thank you for washing us today, Jesus. We thank you for your blood that makes us new. You wash us clean. Jesus, I'm washed. Keep singing. Whatever you have need of today, God is a provider. He washes us in his blood. He purifies us by his stripes. The stripes that we're singing about. What he did for us as he went to the cross, by those very stripes, we are healed. He can intervene in any situation. He can comfort us in the most difficult of times. And so I encourage us as we sing this song to reach out to the Lord and to receive from him whatever it is that you need today. Whatever comfort you need. Whatever healing you need. If you need a fresh touch of his love today, just ask him for it right now. Every eye closed all over this room. If you want to lift your hands, you can lift your hands. Whatever you need to do in this moment to encounter Jesus, do it. If you need to make your way down to this altar right now, make your way down to the altar. But find a way to connect with Jesus in this moment. Don't let it pass you by. He's here, beloved. He's here. He's here. Come on, sing it.
I am washed by.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am washed by the blood of the Lamb, and by your stripes, I'm closer than I have ever been.
Thank you for bringing us close to you this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, keep singing. I'm washed. Making us innocent today. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing we could ever do that would cause you to stop loving us. We thank you, Lord, that you bore our sins on the cross, and that as we come to you and as we confess our sins to you, that you make us clean. And so, Lord, whatever is holding us back from you today, I thank you for removing it now. I thank you for helping us, Holy Spirit, to surrender ourselves to Jesus. We invite you, come and move in our hearts. Come and speak to us, God. Minister to us as we sing to you, as we hear from you today throughout this service. We give our lives to you once again. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. We are so glad you're here. If you're tuning in online, thank you for joining us. We have a lot of good things going on coming up. We have a couple of announcements. One is that on Tuesday of this week, say Tuesday, 7 o'clock, there is a night of worship happening. And we're calling it the Sound of Worship, the Swaziland Project. And we have, as many of you know, I had the opportunity to visit Swaziland earlier this year and connect with a ministry over there that we are helping to raise funds to build a ministry center. We want to reach students in the nation of Swaziland and give them a place where they can hear the gospel, where they can be poured into, where they can be ministered to by the Holy Spirit, gain solid biblical teaching, and be raised up to share the gospel with others. Do you want to see that happen? Come on. And as I was over there, I connected with a good friend of this house, Pastor Gabila, and he has actually brought a team all the way from Swaziland. And so now we're not just sending people over there, but they're sending people over here, and there's an exchange that's happening. And that's what Kingdom is about. It's about exchanging the gifts that God has given to the church all across the world. And you have an opportunity to be a part of that. Do you want to be a part of that? Oh, come on. Do you want to be a part of that? Then make it a point to be here Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Join in on a night of worship. The team is going to be singing songs from their nation, nations across Africa, and particularly in South Africa. It's an event that you do not want to miss. You want to be a part of seeing how folks worship in another culture, in another part of the world. They're going to bring a gift to us. The Holy Spirit is going to move. It's going to be powerful. So be here Tuesday, 7 o'clock. And then we also have a new members class, a membership class happening Wednesday at 6 p.m. right here in the sanctuary. So if you've been wanting to join our church, if you're new here, if you just want to hear more about who we are, what our values are, then you want to be here Wednesday, 6 o'clock, for the membership class. And at this time, we're going to continue to worship the Lord with our tithes and our offerings. And there are several ways to give. You can do so on our My Church app. You can do so by text. You can also do so on our website. If you're watching online, just click the link in the comment section or in the description box. And if you're giving by cash or check, please include your email in the memo line so that we can send you a giving receipt. And you can make your way forward at this time to drop your offering in the buckets. God bless you as you give.
As we sing this next song, let's just thank God for giving us another day to worship together. And let's ask Him that He would fill this room with His presence this morning.
Amen. Holy Spirit's welcome here this morning. We're so glad that you're here with us. We had a truly out of this world Vacation Bible School this week. Our Vacation Bible School is called Stellar, and what we learned all week long was how to shine Jesus' light in a dark world. And we live in a world of darkness, amen. I mean, people are hurting, people don't have hope. And we talked each night about how we can shine Jesus' light to the people around us. But it wouldn't have been out of this world without our amazing, amazing volunteers. We had over 50 volunteers here pretty much every night. And it was just wonderful to be on a team together. If you are here and you helped during Vacation Bible School or during setup or anything like that, if you would just stand up so that we can just recognize you. I know a few couldn't be here today. Thank you so much for your service. I've been shared a couple of times in the last few weeks memes that talk about there's no tired like Vacation Bible School tired. And it's true, because a lot of the same group that were here, we think about this week, but we don't think about then the week before. A lot of us were here late every night for 2 weeks, really, set up and then ministering to the kids. But it's all worth it to see the kids meet Jesus and interact with Jesus and worship Jesus. So we're just thankful, and that you guys, even if you weren't here, you were still a part. We had donations for snacks, and we know that you were in prayer for us, so we're thankful for your participation. And we had over 100 kids register this week. I don't actually know what our total number of registrations, but I know Wednesday night we had 104 kids here. So that was just amazing that we were able to reach our community. And we talked about Friday night. What if all of us that were here then went into Ahoskie and into Hertford County and then shined the light of Jesus? How much of a difference we could make on our community in that way. But we want to share a little bit about what we learned and what we did this week. And so if you're here, kids, if you can get on the stage, just don't go past the blue tape. If you're not sitting here, if you're back there, you can come and get on stage. Just let the little ones be in the front so your parents can see you. I know not everybody could be here today, but we're gonna show our parents what we learned. If you're tall, you can go towards the back. Just don't go past the blue tape. We don't want you to get a moon rock on top of you. So every night we had a Bible point that we learned, and we had something that we would say. So we're going to also introduce our Bible points to you. But first, we're going to start off with our theme song. So everybody, let's smile for parents. All right.
Yeah.
everybody stay on the, and just sit down on the stage. Stay right where you were. We're going to show some, our parents some more stuff. Everybody just have a seat right where you were. Have a seat. All right. So on night number one, does anybody remember who our buddy was? Every night we have a different buddy. You see our buddies on the stage, and our buddies help us remember something. All right. What was our buddy's name the first night?
Cosmo.
Cosmo. What is Cosmo? Cosmo is a star. And Cosmo reminds us what? When life feels dark. So we remember that even if when life around us feels dark, we can know that we can shine Jesus' light. And let's take a look. Each night we took pictures of different groups of kids, and we're going to show you our slideshow that tells our story.
Today's Bible story started out dark and sad. Where was God? But then a light appeared. An angel told Mary the exciting news. She was pregnant, and her baby was God's son. Mary and Joseph traveled on a long journey to Bethlehem. And while they were there, the baby was born. That baby was Jesus. He brought light and life into our dark world. God shined Jesus' light to shepherds who were nearby watching their sheep. An angel told the shepherds the good news about Jesus. Then a whole bunch of angels showed up and praised God. The shepherds went to see Jesus, then told everyone they could find about the baby. God also put a special star in the sky to light the way for some wise men to find Jesus. When the wise men saw the star, they knew it was important. They followed it far. And when they found Jesus, they shined his light by offering him gifts. And that's how a world that felt dark and hopeless became full of hope and light. Your life might feel dark sometimes too. But just remember, when life feels dark, shine Jesus' light.
That's right. So, do you remember who did we talk about that night? What was her name? It was a woman. Yeah, but that was our buddy. But in the Bible story, what was the woman's name? Mary. It talked about Mary having baby Jesus and how the world was dark, but baby Jesus was born. So, everybody stand up. We're going to sing another song. This is one of their favorite songs. We're going to sing Shine.
Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. And he's been living in my heart. Even when the world goes dark, I can shine. I
All right, have a seat right where you are. So day number two, somebody else tell me. Day number two, what was our buddy's name?
Ringo.
Ringo, and what is Ringo? He is a planet. Now, Ringo has what around him? What does he have around him? And are the rings a solid piece, or what are they? Pieces, and we talked about how Ringo's pieces form together, they stay together to make a ring, and it reminds us that when people, what? When people don't get along. Does anybody remember there was a man we talked about that night, and you guys visited in a tree? What was that man's name in the Bible room?
Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus. You talked about Zacchaeus that night. You visited the tree where Zacchaeus was, and he reminds us again, when people don't get along, let's take a look at our Bible story, at our video. I think that's Friday night.
In the Bible today, we met a short guy. Zacchaeus, they said, was not very nice. He took people's money to give to the king. And then he took extra. Not a good thing. He kept all that money. It was quite a haul. So people didn't like Zacchaeus at all. But when he heard Jesus was coming to town, Zacchaeus jumped up and Zacchaeus jumped down. He had to meet Jesus. He knew he was great. So he stood by the road and started to wait. As Jesus approached, Zac wanted to bawl. He couldn't see Jesus. He was too small. But Zacchaeus knew how he could see. He just had to climb up in a tree. From the branches, he watched as Jesus came. Then Jesus called Zacchaeus by name. They walked and they talked and they shared a good meal. The change that took place in Zacchaeus was real. He promised to give lots of cash to the poor and return what he'd stolen times four. And that's how a man who'd done little right became a man who shined Jesus' light. Like Zacchaeus, remember tonight, when people don't get along, shine Jesus' light.
All right, stand up. We're going to sing We Are God's People.
We are God's people. Can you hear us shout it? We come to worship. We come to praise. We sing this song. We lift up His name. The Lord is God.
All right, sit right back down. Great job. Sit down wherever you are. So night number three, who was our buddy? Somebody else that hasn't answered for me yet. Let's come back here.
Soul.
Close. Night number three. Luna. Luna's what? What is she? She's a moon. Does Luna have her own light? No. How does she light up? Where does her light come from? She reflects from the sun. And what does she remind us? That when good things happen, who do we point to? We point to God. When good things happen, we point to God. We give him the credit. When good things happen, let's take a look at our spotlight video.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting Jerusalem Day Parade. This year's parade is bound to be the best one yet. We have it all.
Our first and only float is this state-of-the-art donkey. Standing at just 32 inches tall, this little guy is still a young one. Aw, isn't he cute?
But it's not the float that's drawing the crowds here today. No, that would be the guy on the float.
Is it the newest pop sensation? Is it the latest Broadway star? How about the cast of your favorite movie?
No, it's even better. It's King Jesus!
This guy has an impressive list of accomplishments. He's healed sick people, calmed storms, and even raised people from the dead.
You know, I've heard that people have been waiting for him to make some kind of political move. Could this be it? Today, he comes as a king.
Well, this crowd is going wild. They're throwing their coats onto the parade route so his donkey doesn't have to touch the dirty ground.
They're waving palm branches to honor this king.
They're cheering wildly, praising King Jesus. But not everyone is so excited today, folks. I see a few grumpy faces in the crowd. In fact, I have one right here. Sir, I saw you scowling during the parade. What seems to be the problem?
This guy is acting like he's God. He shouldn't be letting people praise him. It's not right.
Well, it wouldn't be right unless he really is God like he says.
Folks, you won't believe this. Jesus is responding to the guy we just interviewed. He says the rocks would praise him if the people didn't.
And there Jesus goes. With that, another successful parade comes to a close. Thank you for joining us.
And remember, when good things happen, shine Jesus' light.
So Corey, where's he at? I know he's here. Corey was our Bible teacher this year, and my office is right beside the Bible room, and one of my favorite things that night was listening to them. What did you guys have in the Bible room? There was a what? A parade, and on the way out of the room, they were walking out singing praise song, and that was probably one of my favorite nights, to hear them parading out of the room, singing with Corey a song to Jesus. So let's stand up and sing another song. We're going to sing House of the Lord.
God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, he parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory.
Our God still rolling stones away.
All right, great job. Have a seat. And night number four, Thursday night, was an important, important night. And our buddy for Thursday night was?
Soul.
And Soul, what was Soul? What type of space thing was Soul? Sun. And the sun, Soul was a sun. And Soul reminds us that when people are what? When people are sad, who did we talk about? Does anybody remember who we talked about Thursday night? Who was sad? Does anybody remember? Mary. Mary was sad. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was sad. And let's watch our Bible story video.
Jesus' friends were sad. Soldiers arrested Jesus. His friends watched Jesus get put on trial. Sadly, Jesus' friends watched him die on a cross, even though he'd never done anything wrong. They missed their friend. 3 days after Jesus died, Mary went to visit his grave. The huge stone was rolled away from the tomb. But Mary couldn't find his body. Where could it be? Was it behind a tree? Was it inside that door? Mary ran to find more of Jesus' friends. Peter and John came running to the grave too. They went inside, but the tomb was empty. All they found were Jesus' empty grave clothes. That's when they understood Jesus was alive. But Mary still felt sad. She didn't know where Jesus' body was. Suddenly, Jesus appeared. When she heard him say, "Mary," she knew Jesus was alive. Jesus shined his light and came back to life, and he's still alive today. When people are sad, shine Jesus' light.
When people are sad,
shine Jesus' light.
All right, let's stand up. We're going to sing one slower song, "God of the Stars."
You're feeling down. We've all had those days. We've all felt that way sometime before. Yeah, you're sad. Well, you know that's alright. You know we've all cried for something more. Everyone has felt this way before. Feel what you feel, 'cause the God of creation's the author of peace with no limitations. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't try to run from your heart, it's the feelings. The God of the stars is the source of all healing. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Yeah, you're sad. Well, you know that's alright. You know we've all cried for something more. What you feel, 'cause the God of creation's the author of peace with no limitations. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't try to run from your heart, it's the feelings. The God of the stars is the source of all healing. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. 'Cause everybody's felt this way. When we see someone in pain, we can comfort them and say, feel what you feel, 'cause the God of creation's the author of peace with no limitations. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Try to run from your heart, it's the feelings. The God of the stars is the source of our healing. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart. be troubled. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled.
Amen. You guys can have a seat. And then for our night number 5, we had one more buddy. I know it's Harper's favorite buddy.
Hallie.
And what is Hallie? Hallie is a what? Somebody that hasn't helped me yet. Let me try to squeeze through. All right, Aubrey.
She is a comet.
Comet. She's a comet, and she reminds us that when people need help. All right, let's watch our last video, and it is our preschoolers. A great preschool class this week. So let's stand up and sing one more song on stage. We're gonna sing Light of the World.
Someone
them all a big hand. You guys can go sit back down in their seats over there. Great job. You guys can go sit back down and actually, you can go off the stage because we've got something else to do on the stage. You can either go find your parents or you can go back to your crew pew. So we've got to take care of some business still, right? Someone just said the word slime. Well, this week, the song Thursday Night really touched my heart. Don't let your hearts be troubled, because on Sunday, when we were finalizing the last of our preparations, we were here at the church, we got a terrible phone call that we had lost two of our kids here at the church, and we had a lot of tears and a lot of volunteers that we were struggling a little bit to get it together to start Vacation Bible School, but we knew that we wanted to move on because that is what Aiden and Keaton would have wanted for us. They lived their lives as a light to a dark world, and that is what we were doing all week long, trying to live our lives and to share Jesus' love this week to these kids. And so in honor of them, since they made such an impact on our lives and on our Vacation Bible School, for our missions project this year, we are supporting the efforts that their family is making to build a house in Africa in Aiden and Keaton's name. So we have been taking up offerings all week long, and the deal that we made that if the boys won the most nights, then I would get slimed, and if the girls won the most nights, then Pastor Gary would get slimed. But what happened is so far, the boys won the most nights. So I'm definitely getting slime, but we're going to, you know, continue with one more offering. You have a chance to tie it up so that Pastor Gary still gets slimed. I think so. We have two buckets. So Corey is... All right, so they yesterday they tweaked our deal a little bit. So I just want to make sure I'm clear before I put somebody in the line of slime that they're not. So if the girls win today, not only will Pastor Gary get slime, but also Corey will get slime if the girls win today. If the boys win again, you will save Corey and Pastor Gary and myself and Sydney will be slime. So there's buckets. Again, if the boys win, you're saving the guys, you're sliming us. If the girls win, I have to get slimed either way, but also Pastor Gary and Corey, I mean, they're preparing. They've got lots of pools up here. I think they're ready. We do give weights for dollars. They're going to count out the dollars and add weights in. So again, this is for a good cause. It's for something that's important to our hearts, going towards building the house in Africa in Aiden Keaton's name. While we're getting the offering straight, let's everybody stand up. We're going to sing a song. You'll go ahead and bring your offering that everybody in here knows. We're going to do This Little Light of Mine while they're doing the offering.
You guys stomp your feet like that? And let's clap together. That's it. This little light of mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All right, keep clapping now. Sounds good. Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine.
Yes,
everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Oh, that sounds so good. That's called clapping on the back beat. All right, sing this real quiet with me now.
Even when I'm afraid,
I'm gonna let it shine. Even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
They're still sorting. All right, let's go back into our theme song one more time, kids. I want to hear you guys sing it really loud. You were singing on the stage while ago when they cut the video off. All right, we'll do our theme song. We'll give them 2 more minutes to sort. You guys, stand up. All right, we'll do the theme song. Give yourselves a hand. Either way, I'm getting slimed, so it doesn't matter. All right, you guys ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh! All right, Corey, Pastor Gary. They're running to make sure we've got everything right. We gotta have the slime. We would do slime people, right? So I don't want to even start naming names, but we are so thankful for all the people. And I just want to make note that Corey is our new, as of maybe a month ago, youth director, and the youth ages 7th grade and through 12th grade, they meet on Sunday nights at 5 o'clock. Sunday nights at 5 o'clock. So if you have, if you're 12, you're about to age out of Vacation Bible School, and you want to hear Corey some more, there's lots of slime, you can come on Sunday nights at 5 o'clock. And also, we have kids church every Sunday at 10 a.m. upstairs. So Vacation Bible School doesn't have to end here. We continue the fun all year long.
God Got a question for you, Pastor Miranda. What's with all the protective gear? Come on. What is up?
He's got to protect his. He says he's got to protect his hair. All right, I've lost a phone this way before. I'm going to get rid of my phone. All right, Zach, you can go ahead and count it down. Somebody, I'm going to be a slime. Somebody, I need to take, someone take the microphone, or Pastor Wallace, somebody.
Absolutely not.
So you got to protect your hair, right, Corey? Come on. That's right. Look, he spends a lot of money on his hair, guys. We don't want to mess it up. All right, let's start from five. Five, four, three, two, one. Come on, yeah. Woo! All right. Wow. All right. Praise God. Anybody got a spatula by chance? Anybody got a spatula, kitchen spatula? My wife taught me to always get it all, okay? All right. Come on, give him a hand one more time, would you? Praise God. Well, man, what a tremendous week. What a tremendous week it's been to pour into the lives of kids. Amen. And you know, we've already expressed our appreciation for all of the volunteers who served so tirelessly this week. Volunteers. Which, without volunteers, you couldn't do it. I'm going to give you a moment. You're going to hear from one of our guests today on another way. Somebody say another way that you can volunteer, okay, outside of the church. Carpenter Shop International Church would never, never, never be what it is without, yeah, there you go, a little slime, a little slippery. We would never be the ministry that we are to the nations without volunteers. It's not possible. But how many of you all know behind a good group of volunteers, you have to have a what? You have to have a leader. You have to have a leader who knows where they're going, knows how to get there, and has heard from God, the vision that comes down. You know, I love the life of Moses. He goes to the mountain, he receives, and he comes down and he has something to say. And so would you just express your tremendous gratitude to Pastor Gary and Miranda for their leadership. Praise the Lord. They'll have to watch the video. They're all slimed up. But man, what a couple of incredible leaders that God has placed here, who put 100% of their heart and their soul in everything they do. Such talent, such gifting. Express that to them really from time to time, would you? Hey, gift card, cash card, whatever way. It doesn't have to be Pastor's Appreciation or Christmas or anything. Sometimes you can just think about them and say, hey, I want to express my appreciation to you. They give of themselves 100%, and we appreciate what they do for the kingdom. You know, we'd be remiss if we didn't close out today with just asking among this crowd. You know, I sit here and I look. I was watching kids, and I don't know about you, but for me, I was just captivated by the face and the expression of some of these children, just watching them throw themselves into it. Pastor Joy leaned over to me and said, man, she's destined for the worship team. You know, just seeing people, that young lives. And you know, if you're a part of this ministry and you're part of Carpenter Shop, you know that we just had a firsthand experience this week of what it's like to lose. And you think when, you know, that kid is a kid, they're going to grow up and they're going to high school and college, you're going to be that person. You never know. Life is so it's unpredictable. You don't know what can happen. And I just tell you, I want to thank you too, those of you that have served, to love and to care for Crystal, Scott, Pastor Mike, Bonnie, and their family this week. And to know that they could walk right back in here today after just going through an exhaustive week. Would you just express your love for this family right here? Would you do that today? Praise God. Amazing. 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 We love you guys, and we believe in this children's home, and we'll keep you up to date on that, and how if you want to participate in that, pray about that, because those kids are going to continue to mark the world, to change the world. And I'd be remiss if I didn't give you an opportunity today. Are you here and you're saying, Pastor, man, I'm glad I came today. I'm glad I was a part of VBS. I'm glad my kids were. Could you say today, Pastor Wallace, God did something not only in my kid but in my life? Could you say that today by just raising your hand, that God did something in your life? Come on. Something special, something unique. God bless you. Just hold your hands there for a second. Just, God did something special in my life spiritually through VBS this week. Amen. Would you stand now, those of you that raised your hands, would you just stand? And let me just pray a collective prayer over you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God did something in my life. God did something in my heart. You know, I remember, and I shook a person's hand this morning, and I remember last year, 1 year ago, the first time that I ever shook his hand was a day like today. VBS went up to him in the Family Life Center. Hey, my name's Wallace. I'm the lead pastor. And his family has been faithful. And you know what brought them in and introduced them to Carpenter Shop Church was Vacation Bible School. Amen. And so it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it for the kingdom. If you never come back to the church and God touches your heart, then it's worth it. Amen. But know this, Carpenter Shop is intentionally a multicultural, diverse congregation of believers who love God and believe that our place and our position in this region is to send people out to share the truth of Jesus. And as these kids said so adequately this morning, to shine the light. Amen. To the nations of the earth. So, Father, I pray in Jesus' name for those today who respond and lift their hand or stand to their feet, Lord. I pray that that great work that you have started in their hearts, that you would be faithful to continue it, Lord, as your word says, that you would do it unto completion. The plans that you have, Lord, for these your people, every child on this platform today, I pray, God, that you would minister to their needs as only you can. Thank you for the families represented by each child. I speak peace and blessing and favor over their lives, over their homes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for raising us up to be a shining light in a dark world. For this we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Before we leave today, and by the way, there is a lunch prepared for those of you who were VBS participants, that a great lunch today for you to connect, fellowship, and just get to know one another in a deeper way. Would you join me? There's an opportunity that awaits us here in the fall, and I know she needs volunteers, because I follow Patricia Ferguson online, and I've seen the tremendous amount of work and the hours that she has put in to bring something different. Somebody say different. To Northeast North Carolina. I've never had a pickled pecan. I never have. I don't know. You know, I'm not sure I understand. But I know one thing. I know if she's behind it, she's got heart and soul into it. And she's going to come and tell you a little bit about the Pecan Pickling Film Festival. That's a mouthful. Coming up in September the 10th, 8th through the 10th, 23. Would you welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church, Patricia Ferguson. God bless you.
Blessings, everyone. Blessings to all of you. Multiculturalism. I want you to know that Pastor Phillips did not just invent that term, nor did his heart just move forward. In this particular time, I remember, Pastor, about 30 years ago, when I first moved, my family and I moved to Berkshire County, you showed up at my door, my home, and you knocked on my door, you came into my kitchen, and you sat down to talk about multiculturalism, about the community coming together in worship under one banner. And we had that conversation. And now, full circle, I wonder, as you recollect what God has done, I wonder if you envisioned all of this. Because technology has transformed the way we even see the universe. And our response to giving him glory has transformed the way we even do that. So let's give Pastor a big hand clap. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for giving hope around all of this and now this. Well, listen, yeah, really quickly, everybody, I must take a moment to share with you the birthing of this. Just a moment, Pastor. Came home from California, where I spend bicoastally between here and California because my kids are there, last October, and the Lord spoke to me and said, your work is not done. Your work is not done. A week later, I ended up in Greenville at the Regal Theater. Walked in, my prayer project I've talked to Pastor about, and I asked a young man about prayer, and his response was, I've never heard anyone pray. I'm going to fast forward the conversation. And at the very end, it troubled me as a woman of God. It troubled me that this young man had never heard anyone pray. And then he said, wait a minute, ma'am. I did hear someone pray. And my question was, who? And he said, no, it was where. He said, I was in a movie theater. Was my introduction to prayer. And the movie was The Color Purple. It was there that if you follow me on Facebook, I immediately created a hashtag called hashtag add a prayer. I challenged every producer, director, writer. I said, could you please add hope to your movie or film or writing? Because people are hurting and they need to believe that there is something bigger, that there's a God that can infer and introduce himself into their situation. And then after that, I made a decision. The Lord said to me, film festival. And that's how the film festival was birthed. It was birthed because the wheat and the tare must grow up together. And this is why he says, no harvesting yet, because the wheat and the tare must coexist in this beautiful place called earth that he spoke and created in the beginning in Genesis. So I say to all of you, we invite you to be a part of this. The theme this year was not declared because the Lord didn't declare one. He said the wheat and the tare will come before you. Next year will be a little different. We'll be more specific, but we invite you on September the 8th through the 10th to come out. You can go to equityfilms.org, as you can see. What a beautiful surprise. I've never been so big, Pastor. On the screen, we ask you to please, volunteers are definitely needed. You've done a full production here, Pastor. We need to talk. This is just so beautiful. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to come up and share a few words. I am so thrilled. And of course, I feel welcome. And 30 years ago, thank you for coming to my home. Amen. And setting the framework for what I see now. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Patricia. Praise the Lord. You can hit the QR code there on the screen, and that'll take you to the website that will explain more about the festival. There's a QR code right there. Just point your phone at it, take a picture of it, and you can check it out later. So why don't we pray for the meal, pray for our connection time here in the back today. And Father, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for your tremendous gift of love to us in the person of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for his presence that we have sensed and felt here among us today. Thank you, God, for a time to worship you in song, to lift our hands, our hearts, our voices before you, God, acknowledging who you are and your great work in our life, and that your love never does fail. It never runs out. And that you have used these kids today, God, to teach us again that our mission is to shine. Let the light of Jesus shine. Shine the light. Father, we bless the food. We pray, Lord, that you would cause it to be nourishment to our bodies. And Lord, help us to fellowship among ourselves together around the tables, getting to know someone that we may not know. In Jesus' strong name, amen and amen. God bless you. Be careful leaving the sanctuary. If you're not staying for lunch, be careful leaving the parking lot, leaving the building. God bless you all.